Welcome to Third Coast Training. I'm your head coach, and today we're breaking down a fundamental decision for every endurance athlete: indoor versus outdoor cycling. Cycling is a phenomenal engine builder. It's low impact, accessible at any fitness level, and delivers massive cardiovascular, muscular, and mental benefits. Whether you're chasing a PR or just getting started, choosing between the trainer and the open road requires a clear head. We're going to walk through the pros, the cons, and the metrics that actually matter, so you can build a training plan that works for your life and your goals. Let's start with the trainer. An indoor setup gives you unmatched consistency and predictability. You're not fighting traffic, dodging potholes, or canceling workouts because of a sudden downpour. It's highly efficient. You save commute time and get straight to the work. With modern smart trainers and training apps, you can dial in exact resistance, track your power output to the watt, and follow structured intervals. It's also the safest option for beginners or anyone rehabbing an injury. However, the trade-off is real. Indoor riding can get monotonous. You miss out on real-world variables like wind resistance, shifting terrain, and bike handling. Plus, you need dedicated space, and without proper ventilation, you can overheat fast, which throws off your pacing. Now, let's shift to the open road. Outdoor riding is dynamic, immersive, and mentally stimulating. You get fresh air, natural sunlight, and the freedom to explore new routes. It forces you to adapt to real-world conditions, drafting, climbing, descending, and navigating traffic, which sharpens your handling skills and race day readiness. It's also highly social. Group rides build community and push you harder than you'd push yourself alone. But the drawbacks are significant. Weather is a major factor. Rain, heat, or cold can derail your schedule. Safety requires constant vigilance on shared roads, and logistics like route planning, bike transport, and carrying gear add friction to your day. So how do you decide? It comes down to your goals, your schedule, and how you respond to different training stimuli. Both environments are effective, but they serve different purposes. If you're targeting specific power zones, practicing race-based intervals, or focusing on cadence work, the trainer is your precision tool. It removes distractions, so you can focus purely on biomechanics and output. Conversely, if you need to build race-specific endurance, practice nutrition on the go, or sharpen your situational awareness, the road is irreplaceable. The smartest athletes blend both. They use the trainer for controlled, high-intensity blocks and take to the outdoors for long, steady endurance rides and skill work. And let's not forget the bigger picture. Your cycling performance doesn't exist in a vacuum. Your power-to-weight ratio dictates your climbing efficiency. Your flexibility and mobility determine how much power you can actually transfer to the pedals without breaking down. Too many athletes skip dynamic stretching and recovery protocols, leading to imbalances that sabotage their progress. A structured mobility routine is just as vital as your endurance blocks. It protects your joints, improves your pedal stroke, and keeps you injury-free so you can train harder, longer, and smarter. Ultimately, consistency beats perfection. Whether you're rolling out the door or strapping onto the trainer, track your data, respect the process, and adjust based on how your body responds. Weather will change. Life will get busy. But your commitment to showing up, dialing in your technique, and respecting the fundamentals will carry you across the finish line. Choose the setup that fits your current season, stack your training intelligently, and keep pushing forward. Third Coast Training is here to guide you every step of the way. Now get out there or get on the bike, and let's make it count.